Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Chuck. I noticed something in the news summary this morning to the effect that the Republicans had decided not to close the ICT hearings and so forth, the UPI dispatch.
Yes, sir.
Is that the decision?
Well, no. I had... That may be the outcome, but that is not the decision. That is a story that... I caught it yesterday when it came over the wires and had Wally Johnson go up. He faced it.
Wally Johnson went up.
He traced it to either Scott's press guy, and Scott, you know, has been temporizing from time to time, or to Matthias, but it's an inaccurate story. The decision that Ruska has made is to just hang in tight and push like hell for a vote tomorrow. The problem is that the technique the Democrats are going to use is to filibuster and then leave, thereby denying a quorum. That's their present strategy. And our problem is to keep Eastland beefed up so that he pushes for a vote while they're still there. If Kennedy and Tunney walk out...
You don't have a quorum?
That's what we're worried about. It takes 9 for a quorum. Clark reported this morning on this. And at the moment, we have 8 votes with us if we keep them all there. Or 8 we think we can hold. 7 in any event. But the problem is if those two fellows take a walk, we've got a difficulty in forcing it to a vote. And now that situation is what makes Scott talk compromise.
Yeah.
And of course there just isn't any compromise that really is.
What's the strategy then? If you don't, you just go on to what the bottom.
They would go back on Tuesday. Now Mansfield's statements yesterday I think are very helpful.
Why is he saying that?
I can't figure it out, Mr. President, because a week ago he was on a very different tack, and I think he may feel. I think he's a pretty good politician. Pretty good instincts. He may feel that they're overplaying this. You know, Lloyd Benson, I learned very confidentially, had gone to Teddy Kennedy and said, for God's sakes, lay off. You know, you're really going to open the whole Pandora's box of campaign financing. And you're going to overkill this thing, and the public's going to begin to take it as just a political vendetta and stop pushing so hard. And some of the Democrats...
A fellow like Benston should damn well be worried about his bank.
Well, that's why he went in there, and we've made arrangements to have George Smathers talk to a few people to try to put a little back pressure on the Democrats. I think that may be what Mansfield is sensing. There's just beginning, Mr. President. I don't want to build too much hope on this, but there's just beginning to be a little bit of that reaction in the press.
I saw that in the news summary this morning.
Well, those of course, are stories we worked on, but there are some others that I've noticed that are beginning to just change the tone a little bit.
That the idea that they haven't really proven
anything, and how long are they going to keep this up? And Bill Gill from NBC told Scali Monday, he said, God, he said, I just hate to run pieces on this because I know that my audience is getting bored by it, and there just isn't anything there.
Yeah.
And that may be what Mansfield is sensing. But Kennedy is going to hang with this thing and just fight it to the death. He thinks he's got one. And I don't think he thinks he's got one. He's got
his staff,
Fluke and Epstein, telling him every day that he's on the verge of the biggest breakthrough.
Yeah.
But the fight tomorrow, Eastland is the key, and Mitchell's back in town. And
Eastland... God damn it, there's Eastland's got some friends, hasn't he? Hasn't he got on the committee? It isn't just Eastland, but there are 2 or 3 other Democrats.
Byrd. Chris McClellan won't be here. Irvin will not be here.
They don't allow proxies.
And he's not allowing proxies, and he is going to adhere to the rules of the committee, which has been to not restrict adequate discussion of motions, which permits Tunney and Kennedy to filibuster if they want to. And that is their strategy now. There may be some significance to the Mansfield comments.
Somebody could just get on Tunney and Kennedy.
Eastland and Mansfield may have talked. I have to assume that, or that Mansfield is sensing a little shift in the mood.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all right on the Republican side, except Scott, by disposition, and of course Matthias.
Well, Scott Dammit is going off to China in about 10 days. So
yes, he is.
He ought to cooperate by getting this done before he leaves. They ought to appeal to him on that thing.
Well, he's fine when we talk to him, Mr. President. Then his people
also
get
his staff, isn't it? He's got left-wingers there, too.
He's got a couple of guys.
It's always a question, you see. These fellows, they've got these young liberal guys in their staffs, and they're pushing their bosses, and their bosses are weak men, and their weak men go along with the strong men in the staff. I know what this all the time is.
I've seen it many times. But difficult. Well, we had a report this weekend, which you may have noted in the news summary. You did note in the news summary. You sent to me one Republican senator saying that, we've got to get to the bottom of this. What?
Who was that?
Matthias. I'm convinced. I haven't been able to trace it, but
That's the kind of thing.
Typical of
the have anything serious, though, Republican defection. You see, the main thing Republicans have to do here, whatever their private doubts may be, they have got to indicate this is a political investigation. The moment a Republican deserts, then have problems.
We've got a different ballgame.
Simply got to, it isn't a totally different ballgame, because then you can say he's no good. But nevertheless, it's very important that what has helped up to this point, that it has been Democrats versus Republicans.
Yeah, what I meant is it isn't, but ours will try.
I mean, one of the things that was so stupid, which he didn't probably intend, was where Bob Finch got off some crack that it was having a corrosive effect.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, you know, he just shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you can't.
All of us have just got to take the idea that this is a political thing.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, that's the deal. Well, anyway, I just wanted to see what the score was. And then tomorrow, I suppose, if they do decide to go on, when do they go on? The following Tuesday again?
They will go on Monday or Tuesday, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Probably Tuesday.
Who's their next witnesses? Who have they got then?
Well, the ones they want. Apparently, there is a compromise package that may be offered that would limit it to Merriam, another employee of the ITT office, Susan Lichtman, the secretary. And she was helpful to us in terms of discrediting the memo, but she's a left-wing Democrat, came down here and had that press conference in the office of the D.C. Democratic chairman.
I know.
So she isn't going to be particularly...
Well, I told you when I saw who she was. I mean, she's just a little left-wing Jewish girl.
Oh, sure. That's exactly right.
She's not going to help us. Don't worry about that.
No, and she didn't. And, of course, the press played the worst stuff she said. They'll also try to bring in, I think, on a final agreed list, Wally Johnson told me this morning, that they would include Bob Wilson, which he's...
Yeah.
Would be a lousy witness.
Yeah, but he'll be stupid.
And Reinecke. There are five or six they would like. Of course, they'd like Towns, and they'd like Flanagan, but we won't bend on that one.
Yeah. Okay, fine, Chuck. Thank you.
We'll stay with it, sir. Thank you.